Come on, Lip.
Hey,
come on,
Lip. They had the microphone. I thought you were sitting down.
Go ahead, Lip.
Yeah. I'm good. Right where I'm at.
Coach, could you talk to us about the miss hit on the kick at the end of the game there? We can go for it.
I'll say this much. I need to do a better job of getting him to execute it the right way. That's the last you'll hear of it. Did a hell of a job on the hold and an outstanding field goal at the end of the game.
Has he ever had to execute a squib kick before in a game?
Yes. Yeah. Oakland game.
Okay. Just a human error there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
How do you assess the 49ers returners? Looks like Ginn is and James are splitting that duty up here.
Yeah, I think they're both very good. I think I really like LaMichael James. Does a really nice job. Fast, quick, explosive, great moves, good vision. He can make you miss in a phone booth. He's got some ability, obviously, and we've got to do a nice job of attacking their return game and getting him on the ground. Teddy, you know, obviously, I know Teddy very well. He's a special athlete, great speed, does an outstanding job. When there's space, he can create. He's a visual returner. He's gonna run the daylight, and he can outrun anybody. So, obviously, you've got to bottle him up and do a great job there as well. So, you know, we'll have to handle our protection. We'll have to do some things in coverage to contain both those guys.
It looks like they do a good job of setting up walls for them. What are the keys to defending that or breaking those down?
Well, I think it's you get into, if you're, you know, outside of scheme, obviously, you have to be able to place balls certain places. There's a lot going into it in terms relative to the ball, the hang time, all that type of stuff. So you basically have to do what you do and do it well. I think anytime you get into the playoffs and you try to go out and do something different, you're gonna get yourself.
And James and Hope being your main guys on the coverage units, they got the most tackles. So.
Yes. You know, guys are doing a good job in coverage. You know, we're going to have to go gang tackle. We're going to have to play physical. This is going to be a physical game. We're going to have to run and we're going to have to play physical. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and how about Matt make another game-winning kick for you there, Luke?
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. He did a great job. You know, great snap. Great hold, great kick. You know, and we talk about it all the time. We talked about it Saturday night. In fact, regardless of the situation, we're snapping it, holding it, kicking it. Mm-hmm. And it came up, and we did it. Snap, hold, kick. And then the second one, obviously, you know, was a winner. So that's part of our theory with the guys, and we're going to block every time. So guys did a nice job in protection on that particular play. Nice snap, nice hold, nice kick. Good execution.
A couple of years back, they different regime, I believe, but they did get a block punt here at the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, yep, 3-4 loop in our end zone down on the side. I tell you exactly what it was, and they came through the A gap. Execute. Go. Let's go to work. Go practice.
Nobody, kind of like offensive linemen sometimes, nobody knows the snapper's name until there's a high snap.
No question. Yes. Yes.
It's you know, a lot of teams sure like that comfort of a veteran guy. Zelenka has been around a long time, so on.
Right.
Sometimes it seems that position becomes a quote salary cap issue.
Right.
Frankly, what'd you guys see in Josh to begin with?
Basically, you know, when we were evaluating him, and it becomes a problem sometimes because now they're doing the shield punt. In college, where there's three defensive linemen at the second level, and there's no snap or protection. Well, we all snap and protect, but in a personal workout, I saw that he could recover and block. And it also helped. Obviously, you know, he had everything that you were looking for in terms of the velocity on his ball, the accuracy on his balls. But the thing that we looked for was he able to recover in protection? And it didn't help. You know, it didn't hurt any that he was a wrestler because I knew he had some toughness, and I knew there were going to be guys coming and trying to blow him up and all that type of stuff. And he was going to be a rookie. And he would have to take the, you know, he was going to take the place of a vet that was very well liked on his team. So he had to be a guy that had to have self-confidence. And he had all of those traits. So obviously it was a good find.
What is it about this
Pat have something? I mean, all kickers, you learn to kick under pressure, or better learn to kick under pressure.
Yeah.
Is there anything about him that allows him to apparently stay so calm in those situations?
I think experience. Mm-hmm. I think you can get to the point sometimes that you could care too much, and you can get yourself in trouble. So I think he's in his mind, he's okay with the result. He understands that he's a good kicker, and it's not gonna, if he misses it or makes it, it's not gonna hurt. It's not who he is. He's a good kicker. He knows it, and I think he has confidence in his leg. So I think it's just confidence. Guys have to be confident, and they can't be sensitive. And he's not a sensitive guy. So he's a fire plug sometimes, I will say. You know, but he's tough. He's got some toughness to him, which is hard to find in some guys.
Well, obviously he went through some personal tragedy in his
life. Oh, yeah.
You think, too? I
yes.
Mean, puts a perspective on maybe
giving. Yeah, life. Yeah. Yeah, no question about it. You know, but I think if you say what's the one key thing that you find in Matt Bryant that might be different from some other guys is he's got some mental toughness.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you weren't surprised then that he was the one going up and down the sideline after Seattle got the late lead, telling everybody stay in it. We've done this before, we can do it again. I mean, the kicker doesn't often
yeah,
do that.
Yeah. I was doing a bunch of other stuff, but yes, I'm sure he was. So, no, it's not a surprise. Yeah. That's him.
I think Smitty said that, you know, it wasn't one of Boscher's better games and maybe some of the punts were short. What do you think the issue was there? Was it pressure maybe? Or?
No, I wouldn't say pressure. I mean, he had an outstanding game last year against the Giants. And in the wind, in the cold up there, I mean, he smashed the ball to a really good returner last year. So I don't think it was that at all. I just think, you know, it's like anything else. You know, you hate to say it when you approach those guys, but sometimes you're going to have a bad day. It's like any other position. I think everybody thinks, well, you're the kicker, you should make the kick, or you're the punter, so it's easy to punt. Well, that's anybody that touches the ball, it's hard. You know, it's a lot of work to be consistent.
All right, Coach Keith, thank you.